Okay, we are in the Mishnah Berurah. You have it open in front of you on page Ayin Aleph. Page Ayin Aleph.
What seat is
Sif
that?
Gimel. Sif Gimel.
Then base.
Correct. Okay, so you remember the Shulchan Aruch said quite clearly, Pasuk in the Halacha, which is Medina de Gemara, that if you are mazmin a bag for your tefillin, but you have not yet put your tefillin in it, that's called hazmona, v'hazmona lav milsa. So too the other way around as well. If you put your tefillin in it, but you haven't done hazmona, then you've got the tashmish. Without the hazmona, you need the dual combination. On the one hand, the hazmona, secondly, the tashmish. So we saw the Mishnah Berurah yesterday in Sifkaton Tes that said Hazmona is Lav Milsa, and therefore not only is this true for a Sefer Torah, it's also true, not only true for Tefillin, it's also true for a Sefer Torah. Have a look at the Mishnah Berurah Yud, the Azmanei, he's been Mazmin, Afilu B'dibro Bilvad, that we saw as well. Okay, Yud Aleph, Tefillin. So you've got your bag which you've designated for Tefillin. V'tik Shel Talis, however, Loi Mikri Tashmish Kedusha. Very important halacha. Rak Tashmish Mitzvah. There is always a very important differentiation to be made between a Dovah Shebi Kedusha and something which is considered a Tashmish Mitzvah. A Tashmish Mitzvah is an item that's used for a mitzvah, for example, an Esrog, a Lulav. Although, of course, it does have halachas, you can't act with Bizoyan. But it doesn't have Kedusha as such. It doesn't have Kedusha. A talis doesn't have Kedusha for the simple reason that it doesn't have any names or writings, any letters of the Torah. Tefillin does. So therefore, tefillin and a talis are completely different in kind. The bag that contains my tefillin is considered to have in it Dvarim Shebe Kedusha, whereas my talis bag is just housing a tashmish de mitzvah. If it's a tashmish de mitzvah, then you're allowed to put your money in it. So this is a very, very important halacha. So again, if somebody halacha lemaisa, Rabbeisa, we said this is halacha lemaisa. If some people, myself included, I have a bag of tzedakah money that I put in my talis bag. According to what we're learning now, I could not put it in a tefillin bag because I've done hazmona and I've also used it for my tefillin, but I can put it in the talis bag. We're going to see in a second, it's a little bit complicated because in most people's talis bag, they have the tefillin bag. So let's have a look. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'tik shel talis loy.
Rabbi,
Yes, are you there?
yeah, just a
Oh, wow.
question.
Wow, okay.
There's the concept of like we have to do all mitzvos, but we don't know the reward or which are the big ones, which are the small ones. So how does something like that play into here to say, well, tzedakah is a very big mitzvah, so why can't it be in this tefillin bag or?
With mitzvah, it's nothing to do with kedusha. Nothing to do with mitzvah, it's to do with kedusha.
But
A
it's
dog,
allowing me to do a big mitzvah, like.
nothing to do with mitzvahs. This has nothing to do with mitzvahs. If you make a grave, a beged, a shroud or something, it's nothing to do with the mitzvah. That has halachas of kedusha of isuri hano. So if you dedicate something for a tefillin, then it's got to be treated with the kedusha of tefillin. Whether the mitzvah tzedakah is bigger, smaller, totally irrelevant. The item is tzedakah has no kedusha, tefillin does. So something which is reserved for Kedusha cannot be used for something which has no Kedusha. But a talis has no Kedusha. So look what he says now. Ulachein muta. Therefore, it's totally permissible. Lahaniach boi shar dvorim shel choil. You're allowed to put other items of choil, for example, your stock of money. Af demunach boi gam kein tik shel tfilin. Even though in my talis bag, I also have my tfilin bag. Nonetheless, loy hava hatik shel talis ki im tashmish de tashmish. Remember we spoke about yesterday, the item that serves the item that serves. So even though in my talis bag I've got a tefillin bag, but I don't have the tefillin directly in the talis bag. Rather, the talis bag is serving the tefillin bag, which is serving the tefillin. So therefore, the talis bag itself is not considered to be a tashmish de kedusha. It's considered to be a tashmish the tashmish. So therefore, it's 100% mutter to put in your talis bag anything you like. Unless it's a davashal bizayon, you can't put dirty tissues, whatever. Va'afilu im niten b'toichoy ha-sidr shaloi. Even if you keep your siddur in the talis bag, d'yesh boy kedusha oy hatfilin b'loi tik. What happens if you have your tefillin in your talis bag without a tefillin bag? So now the talis bag is not a tashmish de tashmish. It is literally housing the talis and also the tefillin. Why is that? The haloi who osui mitchil, it's made for both. Gam le talis du dovah shel choyl v'ava ki'ilu hisna, as if you made a tanai. So by virtue of the fact that you keep your siddur and your talis, or your tefillin and your talis in the bag, therefore it's as if you have stipulated that it's for double usage, and therefore that will be mutter. Sorry, just 1 second. Says the Mishnah Brura, v'oison ho'anoshim. And those people, ha'hoilchim b'derech u'mishtamshim b'sak shel tefillin b'dvorim shel choil. People go traveling, so they use their tefillin bag, they put their sandwiches in there, which l'choir is absolutely awesome. After Medina, also became yesh lelamed aleihen zechus. There is a way that possibly we could, perhaps suggest this is permissible. To kiven the regilim bekach avakilu hisna betchilav. After became lechatchilay nochin lasis came. In other words, in theory, if when I put my tefillin in a tefillin bag, I stipulated. Remember, we saw yesterday the condition, the principle of a condition. If I stipulate that my tefillin bag is for tefillin and for sandwiches. Well, then it would be mutter, because I made it tonight. We're only talking about where I did not stipulate, and I want to, as a one-off, put something in, that would be osa. So the Mishnah Brura says, if you regularly put your sandwiches in it because you're rogil to do so, that would therefore be mutter. We could be melamed zechus, even though he's not very thrilled about it.
And just to clarify, this is all in the tefillin bag, not the talis bag.
Correct. Now, by the way, this is a very important halacha, because if we were to be asked the shaila that we discussed yesterday, maybe we'll see more about it later on. Let's say in my tefillin bag, I want to put, remember we discussed yesterday, putting a tefillin pen or a mirror, or those balls to absorb moisture. Can I put that in my tefillin bag? So we discussed yesterday, maybe it should be mutter because they themselves are the paraphernalia of the tefillin. They help the tefillin. But it could be that there's another reason to do so. If when I originally got my tefillin bag, I decided right from the outset that I'm going to put my tefillin and also the pen in, that's like making a tanai. So even if in theory it was not assisting my tefillin. Let's say, for example, I want to put my tzedakah money bag in the tefillin bag. So maybe if I stipulated right from the outset that the bag that I'm buying is a tefillin bag and also simultaneously a tzedakah bag, then maybe indeed it'll be mutter. Okay, let's continue. The Loshon of the Shulchan Aruch was, if you imagine it, that it should be this way, le'olam. Yesh oimrim, dafka b'feirush, avol b'stoma, if you clearly enunciated that this is a hazmona le'olam, that's indeed called le'olam. Avol b'stoma, lo'yomrin on dazmonosei hu al'olam, kimen d'stam sudar e meyuchad le'tfilin. Avol medivrei hagra is mashma. Otherwise, okay, we will move on. Yud gimel. V'tzorbe. So having done a hazmona, you now also actually put the tefillin in the bag. So now you've got your two conditions in place. Kol zeh besudar. shaloi. That's only if the bag, the wrapping belongs to him, but it belongs to somebody else. But I can't forbid somebody else's thing. So if I walk into your house and I take a bag and I put my tefillin in, it doesn't become awesome because I can't ask your thing. Elam king gonav, that's a different story. We're not going to get involvement. Yud dalet chod zimna. So I did the hazmona and now I put my tefillin in. Now, how many times do I need to put my tefillin in the tefillin bag for me to say now I've got the double condition in place? And the answer is the Shulchan Aruch says once. Chod zimna. Chod zimna. Says the Mishnah Brura in Sifkat Yudalet, Chod zimna. Af shahoyo rak lefisha du derech harai. Even though I only put my tefillin in temporarily, which seems to be in a araidika way. But kiven shahoyo bistoma mitzarfinon. I combine the act of putting my tefillin in with the hazmona. Like I said to you, Rabbi Yisai, I had this shaila literally last week. I needed to cut short the ritzuos, but I only realized that after I wore my tefillin for the first time. So does everybody here agree that that was a classic case in point? Again, the ritzuos were attached to the tefillin, that's a hazmona. Now that I've used them once, they've got kedusha. So if I wanted to cut some off, which is permissible to do, but it needs geniza. Says the Mishnah Brura, aval im pirish be'es hanocha. But if when you put it inside, I said clearly, duhu al manas lefonoisoi, that my plan is to take it out and it's not a long-term plan, then shori lishtamish boi choyl achar kach. V'im also hakis l'shem tefillin. But if it's a specific bag that I made for tefillin, v'tzar be'tefillin, and I actually put tefillin in it, chod zimna, then afilu al manas lefanoisem achar kach, even if I'm planning to take it out, it's not necessarily a long-term plan. Osur l'meitza be'zuzi v'hu adinu moya kis osui v'hoisif boi eze dova l'tzirech tefillin l'no oisoi. I added something to the tefillin to decorate it. Have a kamisha also hakis l'shem tefillin, ad shito mashachidish, etc., etc. Okay. Osur tezvov la'olam va'afilu la'achashaniskal kol Rabbi Yisrael. This is very important. Even after the bag, let's say, becomes niskalkel, this is the famous question:
Spoiled.
what do you do with your tefillin bag after it's niskalkel? It's no longer usable. This, by the way, is negeah for a lot of people who get married. A bocha in yeshiva has a tefillin bag. Ganz a fancy tefillin bag. When he gets married, he's now going to wear a talis. So very often what happens is what happens in my case. Now, I got a new tefillin bag which matched my
That's
new
back.
freshly bought talis bag. So what do I do with my old tefillin bag? Can I use that to put my tzedakah money? And the answer is absolutely not. Even if it's niskalkel and I'm not planning on using it, what do you have to do? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ve'ein ro'u oid le'tfilin, even if it's not any more fitting for use for tfilin, doesn't matter. Ve'tzorich geniza. It needs geniza. So this is a very, very important principle of a dova shebikdusha. A dova shebikdusha, once it adopts the kedusha, the halacha is it remains kodesh, and if it remains kodesh, and the halacha is it remains that way, and mele, if you're not going to use it anymore, you'd still need geniza.
There is a question. So some people have a tefillin bag, and then they just have a second bag, and inside the second bag goes the talis bag and the tefillin bag and all other miscellaneous type things. Does that talis bag take on that extra kedusha because it's also holding the tefillin?
That was the Mishnah Berurah. We read the Mishnah Berurah before. That was the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yud Aleph.
That's what I got confused. Okay, I'll look at
Berurah,
it.
he says, Af de munach boy gam kein tik shel tefillin. Mishnah Berurah in Yud Aleph. Even though the tefillin bag is also in it. Which, by the way, is true for most people. This is what I have. Most people have this, I think. A large talus bag in which I put both the tefillin bag and the talis. Not necessarily everybody does that. Some people have the tefillin bag separate to the talis bag. It's all in one big plastic, but it's two separate bags. But my tefillin bag go inside my talis bag. So according to this, the talis bag, I'm allowed to put my tzedakah money in there. I cannot put the tzedakah money in my tefillin bag, but I can put the tzedakah in the talis bag. Tes Zayin. I cannot put money in it. V'chein shar dovo. Not just money, but I can't put anything in it. Afilu dovo sheyesh boi kedusha. Even if it's a dovo sheyesh boi kedusha, kol shu lemato mitzvilin kagoy mezuzah. So not only can I not put an item of choil, even an item of kedusha, but if it's lower down the ladder than the kedusha of tefillin, that would also be awesome. Ulafize, ein lases sidur. Do not put your sidur bekis shumiyuchel bilvad. Why? Not that a sidur is an item of choil. Absolutely not. A sidur is an item of kedusha, but a sidur is lower down the ladder of Kedusha than tefillin. So you cannot place your siddur in your tefillin bag. V'afal pikein, ein limchos. Once again, you don't have to protest against somebody who does that. Why? Because kiven deragilin b'zeh, havalei kilu hista mitchil. If you're rogil, if you could say it's like as if he made a t'nai. So it's not the end of the world. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yud Zayin. The Ramah says if you make a Tanai, then you have stipulated you can put Dvaram Shebechoil. Says the Mishnah Berurah Afilu Oso Hakis L'Shem Tefillin V'Gamtzor Be'e Kvi'a Shori Y Kiven Tehisne Be'eis Asiyah. That's because you made the condition right from the outset when you made the bag. Sheyochol L'Shanis K'sheyirtzeh. V'Tanai Mahani. Now the Tanai helps. L'shtamish ben afilu ba'oidon b'kedushason, like we said in Kufnan Dalet, ach l'tashmish maguna lo'y mahani t'nai. You can't use it for a degrading type of tashmish. Right. Now skip to Mishnah Berurah Chof Dalet at the end. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chof Daled. This is going on the end of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that if I did one without the other, what does that mean, one without the other? I did either hazmona without a tashmish, or I did a tashmish without a hazmona. Well, then the Shulchan Aruch says that's nothing. And if it's nothing, so then you're allowed now to put your money in it because you don't have the double condition in place. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sukkot Mechav Dalet. Tzor be pirish lefisho. The gam b'stoma. Afilo also came kama pomim. Harbe, because you didn't do a hazmona. If I do so regularly, well, obviously that is a hazmona. Okay, look at the final Mishnah Berurah there in Sifkot Chof Vov. In Chof Vov says, yes, you are allowed. You are allowed to put your money in it. Why? As mentioned, because you've not yet done a hazmona together with tashmish. Yesh oimrim dahainu dahasudor loy niskadish al yedei shetzor bei pam achas b'li hazmona. Avo kol zman shatfilin shom ein miderech hakovid laniach yachad shom gam mois ela yikshem b'keshe b'fnei. So this is a very important halacha, which, as far as I remember, actually has a basis from the Gemara, and that is, even in the case, now listen, pay attention very carefully. Even in the case where there's merely hazmona, so if there's merely hazmona is lav milsa. But as long as the tefillin are actually there, even though the tefillin bag has not yet adopted a status of kedusha. Why? Because I've only got hazmona. But as long as the tefillin are there, do not put your money there. That's a bezayin for the tefillin. As far as I remember, this had a makor from the Gemara that we learned that even if you hold a kever, doesn't have an issa of hanah, but as long as the dead body is in it, then you can't be mevazeh. The whole nafkamina is only when I take the dead body out of the kever, then does it retain its status. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here as well. So I'm just looking very briefly to see. Yeah, okay, I can't see that they discussed this. The Shilohs we spoke about, yes, they put him a tefillin pen, etc., etc., etc. Okay, so these are very, very, very important halachas, as mentioned, how to look at your tefillin bag, etc., etc., etc. There are a number of lengthy bir halachas. Yeah, which we will leave for the moment. Okay, so that was the second Maromokim. Okay, now turn now to Siman Pei Gimel Siv Beis. This is a completely different halacha, but it's the same principle. Pei Gimel Siv Beis is page Kuf Tes Vav. Now, here, the halacha is being discussed. Is a totally almost unrelated topic, but it just has a major, major point of overlap. The halacha is, as we all know, you don't say dvarim shebikdusha in, for example, a beis hakisei. So if you look firstly, page 228 in the Shulchan Aruch Sif Aleph, Asur likrois, you do not recite keneged kriyashma keneged beis hakisei yoshon. Afilu pinu mimenu. Even if you've removed all the dirt from there, but nonetheless, by virtue of the fact that it is just, in essence, a Beis HaKisei, that's not an appropriate place to say Kriya Shema. So now look in Sif Beis, and you'll see why it's relevant to us. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Hizmina HaKisei. What happens if there was a hazmona for a Beis HaKisei? What has been a hazmona? Imagine you're building the new shul, Darchi Yitzchok, Ramah Gimel, and the building is up and running, Be'ezus Hashem, but it hasn't yet been used. So that's a hazmona. So they've built the Beis HaKisei, but it's never been used. Can you say Kriya Shema then? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Hizminu lebeis hakisei mutar. You would be allowed to say Kriya Shema if you're facing it. Avaloi b'toichai. Now this is a strange halacha. Why would you not be allowed to say Kriya Shema b'toichai? If you can't say Kriya Shema, if you're allowed to say Kriya Shema kenegdoi, then presumably the reason is, and that's why we're learning now, because Hazmona lav milsa. So what's the difference if you're facing it or in it? So look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Vav. Va'adai lo nishtamish bo, has not yet been used. Aval im nishtamish bo afilu rak pam achas. We might see the parallels now between Hilchos Tefillin. If it has been used even once, then suyesh olof shein beis hakisei yoshon. So now it's really called an established beis hakisei l'chol dinov. Kiven do yoshon hazmona, number one, umaisa, number two. Ve'im lo yoshon hazmona v'rak b'mikre nifnei shom. If somebody just used it, but it's never actually being allocated for it, v'achar kach pinu v'nei atzoya v'gam ein boi ruach ro, then also, ein olof shein beis hakisei muta afilu b'toichoi. For obvious reasons that we said before, again, just like in tefillin, you've got to have a zmona and a maisa. So too, lahavdil in a beis hakisei. Zayin,
Very
Likroi,
good.
Afi.
So, because of that, is it fair to say that Hazmana is stronger than Maisa? Because
Nope.
the Shulchan Aruch says by Hazmana, you can't do it B'socho
1 sec, we haven't
at
explained
the
why
end of the day, but the
it
Hazmana,
We
but
haven't
by
explained why he
Mashmah.
can't do Besechia. We'll see why. We haven't explained why he can't do Besechia. We'll see. Says the Mishnah Berurah Zayin, Likrois, you're allowed to recite Kenegdoi. Va'afilu betoich dalet amoisavlo yesh machmirin. Kenegdoi, to kaim alon, Mishnah Berurah Ches, hazmona, lav, milsehi. And look what he says in brackets. Kedzela el, membeis, sif gimel. So the Mishnah Berurah is coming to answer your kasha. So why, if indeed Hazmona is lav milsa, which explains why you're allowed to say Kriya Shema facing the Beis HaKisei, because it's not yet considered to be a Beis HaKisei, so why are you not allowed to say it inside? Answers the Mishnah Berurah, it is not a din min haTorah. It is a new chiddush midrabanan, davar godol. It's considered a terrible bizoyin lekriyas shema oy letfila b'di'evadim koreh. So it's a brand new halacha, a place which is designated for a beis hakisei, albeit that it's not yet officially considered to have the status of a Beis HaKisei, but literally to say Kriya Shema inside that room is considered a bizoy. Now, we cannot say that's awesome in HaTorah, because at the end of the day, it might be the worst bizoy you could think of, but it's not yet a Beis HaKisei. Says Mishnah Berurah, you're quite right, it's a din b'drabonim. So now, Reb Nachum's question comes back. What happens the other way around? Reb Nachum, this was presumably your question. We're talking about a place where there was Hazmona. This is the officially designated Beis HaKisei of the shul, or of your house, or wherever. But it hasn't yet been used. That's a bizoyim. So it's asa midrabanan. What about the other way around? A place which is not even designated to be a Beis HaKisei bichlal. It's just an empty room. And somebody was oiset tsrochav in that room. And now it's all been cleaned up. There, the Mishnah Berurah says you're allowed to say Kriya Shema even b'toychei, right? For the obvious reason, because what gives it the status of the Beis HaKisei is the Hazmona. It's just that you need, as it were, the makeh b'patish to actually go and use it. But if I use it and I never allocated it, then of course it doesn't have the Beis HaKisei. In fact, it's never destined to be that either. It's never destined to be that either. It's just a regular room, and somebody was oiset tsrochav. So for that has no kedusha or no tumah or anything at all. Okay, now there is one other halacha. There is, again, a very lengthy bi'halacha. If anybody wants to see these bi'halachas afterwards, they can, but I don't want to see it now. I just want to finish off with one more halacha. Does anybody have in front of them a Mishnah Berurah now, Chelek Beis? If you do, have a look at Kuf Nun Gimel Sif Ches. And you'll find this on page 74. Chelek Beis, page 74, Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Now, again, we're jumping around Shulchan Aruch from the halachas of Tfilin, Talus, Lahavdil LeBeis HaKisei. And now we go back to Doram Shel HaKedusha, a Beis HaKnesses. Now we know a Beis HaKnesses also has Doram as a Dinei Kedusha. An important halacha that you must know, there is a machlokes as to the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses. Some opinions hold, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it not here in one of his different svarim, the opinion of the Yoreim, that a Beis HaKnesses has Kedusha min HaTorah. So it literally, not just figuratively, but literally is considered to an extent like a Beis HaMikdash. I'll call upon him once again. We would have the same question. At what stage does it officially get its classification as a Beis HaKnesses? What happens if you've built a shul, but you've never used it? Are we back to our Hasmona question? And the answer is absolutely yes. So have a look at the Shulchan Aruch. Bonu bayistam v'kedishoi. They built a house, and then you're makdish it achar kach l'beis haknesses. Dinoi k'beis haknesses. Avol einoi kodosh. But it does not adopt any halachas of kedusha ad sheyispalelu boi. Until you've actually davened in it. Afilu in bonuhu l'shem beis. Or even if it was not a house that was converted into a shul, but rather you originally built it with intent for it to be a shul, it's only gets kedusha kiven sheyispalelu afilu orchem l'fi sho'o. If even guests just showed up once they davened in it once, then it adopts the halachas of kedusha. Have a look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Cotton, Mem Tes. Mem Tes. Once again, our principle, Einoi Kodesh, it is not yet considered holy until the Beis HaKnesses has actually been used. Once again, the Kaim alone has Mona Lav Milsa. Because the fact that you've allocated it for a shul, it's never been used. And therefore, Omuta Lashanes Habayis Lechoil. In theory, you could rechange the allocation, right? Imagine you built a shul and then you decide that actually you want to make it into a pizza shop. So if you've never davened in there, no problem. It never got kedusha. It never got kedusha. Okay, we're gonna have to stop over here. This is just a brief synopsis. As you see, we've jumped around and we didn't even see all the Mishnah Brurahs and the Bi'ah Halachas, but there is plenty to see. So if anybody wants to be mashlim in their spare time, I bezus Hashem, I'm planning on doing that. But these are very, very, very important halachas, as mentioned, mamish nigea halacha lemaisa. Okay, so mitzvah Hashem, beginning of next week, all being well, we're going to continue the next Gemara, make our way now to the end of the perek.